I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Are you beach body ready? If you say, Marco Werman, that's none of your business, you'd probably be right. And in a way, that's how some people have reacted to that question, since it's been asked in an ad campaign plastered across the London Underground. Huge posters showing a Barbie-figured model wearing a bright yellow bikini. The ad for a brand of protein powder called Protein World has fired up debates on Twitter and Facebook about whether it's offensive, and petitions got circulated to have the posters removed. One of the people who signed on is Juliette Burton. She's an actress and comedian and joins me now. So what was your initial reaction when you saw that post? Juliette.
Okay, my initial reaction was that being somebody who has a history of anorexia, compulsive overeating, bulimia, I have a strong feeling that these kinds of adverts are not acceptable. This poster is one of many that I'm sure everyone in the UK and America have to deal with. It's a daily irritant, you know, this kind of body shaming kind of thing that it's a background noise that can really exacerbate self-esteem problems or mental health problems. The reason I believe that this story has become such a big story over here is because the company's conduct and the CEO's conduct has been absolutely disrespectful.
Tell me about that conduct, because since you posted to Twitter that you'd signed a petition, you've had this ongoing debate, and I guess that's kind of the polite word, with the CEO of Protein World. What's that debate been about?
When I signed the petition, it offers an automatically generated tweet that you can kind of publicly say, I've signed this petition and here's why. I thought, yeah, sure, I'll say. I think my exact words were, I spent life not feeling good enough. So Protein World immediately responded saying, why make your insecurities our problem? Winky face emoji. By the way, this whole saga has put me off using emojis. So,
among other things.
Yeah, amongst other things, which is a shame because they're fun. Yes, I was quite taken aback when I saw that. I thought, you know, that's a strange thing for a company to say. Well, since they posed me a question, and I've spent many years campaigning through my work in comedy to improve body confidence, self-esteem, I thought, well, I'll reply because they're posing me a question. And I said, because adverts like yours add to the external message telling girls that we're not good enough as they are. The next remark that came was rather shocking. So Protein World replied, and it's okay to be fat and out of shape instead of healthy. We're a nation of sympathizers for fatties. Hashtag doesn't help anyone. So the next day, another Twitter user got involved and said to the CEO on Twitter, do you think this is acceptable? And posted a picture of this exchange that had happened with me the previous night before. The CEO, Arjun Seth, replied to her and myself saying, it sounds like Juliette had a lot of issues well before she saw the PW ad. This other Twitter user said, that is a totally disgraceful thing to say. You're a CEO. And Arjun replied, you're both crazy. Get off Twitter and do some work. Now, I'm very open about my mental health problems because I personally feel there's nothing wrong. There's no shame. In fact, my mental health problems have taught me a lot about empathy, about how to treat people, about psychology, about my own self-awareness. I feel that it's important to be open about it because that's how we can break stigma.
You know, we've reached out to Protein World and have gotten no comment, but it sounds like this is now a double controversy for you, the ad that you deemed offensive in the first place for which you signed a petition, and now the insensitivity you've picked up from the company and the CEO. How do you think a real discussion is going to emerge from all this?
I'm very keen to call for a very real face-to-face discussion between myself and Arjun Seth. For me, this is not about the model. This isn't about the advert. The model is beautiful, as we all, I believe, are. This is about the fact that his behavior is encouraging other people to then swoop in and be much more abusive, much more damaging. In the last few days, for me, it's stopped being about me being fat or ugly. Quite a few people have been calling me ugly, which, believe me, for a recovering anorexic and compulsive overeater and bulimic, that's been difficult.
Are you getting equal amounts of support from people who also see that this is body shaming?
At first, no. At first, it was a very difficult weekend of a lot of abuse. But then I wrote two articles. As soon as those articles came out, I was overwhelmed. I had so much support, and the support continues. It's been overwhelming. I'm so grateful. It's so heartening to see how many people will not stand, not only for the disrespect around the body shaming, but mainly the disrespect around the mental health shaming.
I'm just wondering if you worry at all that, you know, Protein World is just stirring the pot up and trying to get more brand recognition, and actually you're helping out with that and getting them to sell more protein powder.
I'm not going to lie to you, Marco. I've had some very, very dark moments where I've been really worried that, yes, maybe that is exactly what I've been doing without meaning to. However, I feel that there's a greater issue here, and this is an issue of respect. I think that if we're going to have move towards a time when everyone is respected, no matter what race, size, shape, ethnicity, religion, gender, sexuality. So basically for me, all of this started off being about a poster, but it will end being about respect and responsible conduct. And I think that that is a universal thing that I am shocked if anybody doesn't agree with respecting each other.
Well, again, we reached out to Arjun Seth and Protein World and did not hear back before airtime. Actress and comedian Juliet Burton, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco. It's lovely talking to you.
By the way, Britain's Advertising Standards Authority has now banned those ads Juliet Burton was discussing. The posters with the ads are set to come down in the next couple of days. Our coverage is part of a project here at The World called Across Women's Lives. It's an ongoing look at efforts to raise the status of women around the world. You can find out more about the project at PRI.org/womenslives. And while we're talking about Across Women's Lives, I want to tell you about a story we'll have for you next week. It's about an artist in Nicaragua who's trying to help young women through graffiti, tackling sexism with street art. That story's coming up next week right here on The World.